T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
I was just telling JC about something, and it's a trick I learned from my kid. She's a smart one. I'm talking about my oldest. Both of them are very smart, but my oldest was recently running for an office for a club that she's in, and it part of the process was doing an interview. And when it was all said and done, I asked her, I'm like, so how did the interview go? And she said, it went really well. I think I really nailed it. I said, that's great. Do you have any tricks or tips that you would give people when going on an interview? And she said, well, something I learned in one of my business classes is the 6-inch chair rule. And I said, I've never heard of that. And we've been in business for many years. I've never heard of the 6-inch chair rule. Have you heard of this before?
No, what's this?
So if you are on an interview or you want to make a great first impression with someone that you're seated and speaking to, what you do is in your chair, you use the last 6 inches of the chair and talk to them. You don't sit all the way back in the chair.
Front. Okay.
Use the last 6 inches of it. Just that's all. And you look more interested. You look captivated. You look like you care. So like, look
kind
at
of
me.
Confident too. More confident. Yeah. You're sitting up.
So here's me sitting.
Okay. What are you watching, the ball game over there?
Yeah. And then here's me.
I feel like you're engaged with me right now. That's good.
And she said, like, I did that 6-inch chair rule, and I saw the other people, and they were kind of all, like, slouched in their chairs and stuff, and I just felt really good about it. I said, I'm going to use that, not just for interviews, but just in everyday life. Like, looking at, don't you feel like I care more about what you're saying right now as I'm sitting here than when I sit back in my chair?
You feel more, I feel like you're more engaged.
Yeah. Here. Isn't that a cool trick? I don't know. Is there any little trick that you use to make a good first impression? I love business tricks or tricks of the trade. That
so when shaking hands, how long should you? Someone told me when you shake, you know, kind of make sure you don't hold it for a second. Give a little. Let them know you're acknowledging them when you shake hands.
But like, body language is so important.
We're family, right?
Oh gosh.
No, I'm looking past you.
What?
I want to bring Jocelyn in.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We had a meeting yesterday with our boss and someone from our digital department, and it was a meeting going over some stuff, and I'm looking down at my phone or whatever, and Jocelyn starts to make a statement about what's going on, and it was a very powerful statement. You're making sense. It was a good point you were bringing up. But the thing is, because you bring up the 6-inch rule, I look up, and if Sophie was doing the 6-inch rule, you were doing like the 6 slop rule or something, because you were sitting like this. You were like this.
I have a really bad habit. I think it's because it's not good.
She was like slouching your chair.
I have a really bad habit.
But the statement what you were saying made sense, and I'm like, yeah, you get it, Jocelyn. They look up and it's like, hey guys.
I didn't notice that.
And then I remember one meeting, you were sitting like this. You're like all
I remember a long time ago, you were totally
you were done. You were tired, but just like, this meeting started.
You made a comment, though, about that. I remember. It was like a couple of months ago, and you were like, Jocelyn was way slouched in her chair. And you're like, could you sit up or something like that? You said something. I remember.
Because I never thought of the 6-inch rule. So go from the slouch, making your point of like, hey, guys, we need to do this on the website, to this, Jocelyn. Look at this, right? Let me raise my seat now. To this. Hey, guys, we need to do this on the website. I see the difference, right?
Let me take you serious, Jocelyn. Sit straight.
I thought you were going to say the cursing. She didn't drop any
No, she didn't curse. She doesn't do them in meetings. No. But I just noticed that because you were making a really good point. And then I look up to you to like, yeah, you go, girl. But then it was just, pass the remote. What time the nights start?
I feel like this is a new bit. It's called Can I Be Honest? And we go around the room and we say, can I be honest with you?
Jocelyn, you can be honest with me then.
You get a payback, Jocelyn, because he came at you.
Can I be honest, JC? Yes.
When you eat your sandwich in the room, you just talk with that thing in your mouth and it's like pieces of bread and lettuce and not mustard because mustard apparently is not available, but the mayo and everything is just flying out and I have to look at stuff.
Can I piggyback on that?
Go ahead, please.
And this is as a friend to a friend.
Can I be honest? We love each other.
And this is not me attacking at all. But I heard someone make a comment that it's so rude that you ate that sandwich in that meeting that we had the other day. So I overheard someone say, I swear it wasn't me because you eat in front of me all the time. I don't care. I'm totally used to it. But they're like, how rude was that, eating in the middle of a meeting? Well, I was like, dude was hungry and he had to go somewhere. Like, I didn't say that. I didn't offend you because I wasn't supposed to hear the comment, but I didn't.
People commented on social media because we had a meeting last week. Because I ate in the meeting yesterday, and then we had an intense meeting last week about something.
Yeah.
And a couple bosses were in there.
But that was the one you ate the sandwich in.
Because we posted that on social media, and I got messages from people like, hey, you hungry? I'm like, yeah, I was. I'm like, I don't care.
But that's kind of, think about a big business meeting. Think about, seriously, if you're going to go after her for slouching in her chair, these are executives.
I know, it was a big one last
week. And you bring in your sandwich and you set up shop and you just eat and everyone else is having a serious conversation and you're eating.
I did offer one of the managers next to me. I said, you want, it's a 12 inch, you want six of it? And he's like, you know, he's like, no, I'm good.
That's JC's 6-inch rule.
I was hungry.
I just say, I don't care if you eat in front of me.
I know you don't. That's a good point.
I heard someone say that. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, but man, 10 a.m., I can't contain myself. I got to eat. I have got to eat. Meeting, whatever's going on, I'm bringing a sandwich.
Maybe you start doing it at 9:30 in here where you know I don't care. And that way you're prepared for the 10 o'clock.
But I thought about it. But to me, it's a big difference mentally with my stomach. Eating at 9:30 is still breakfasty. Eating at 10, I consider it to be lunchy.
Mm. Then we got to schedule our meetings for 10:15. just had to tell you. But it's true.
People make comments to me. I'm like, damn straight, I was hungry.
And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, that is funny. But the 6-inch rule, that's good.
Try it.
I'm going to, yeah.
See how you... present yourself differently. I'm going to try it as I'm leaning all the way back in my chair.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.